Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Habang ang madalas nakasama sa tipikal na Aussie breakfast, ang Vegemite at Wheat Mix, ipinapakilala nila Tonette Bermejo at na kanyang asawa na si Anthony ang mga silog dishes sa Crow's Nest community sa pamamagitan ng kanilang kapehan na General Charlie Cafe.
Funny story, when we moved here, Anthony didn't know how to fry an egg. But his first job before was a barista in a cafe. And then when we got our permanent residency, which was about 4 years ago, 2 years ago, I forgot, when was that, 2016, he studied as a chef. He took certificate 3 in commercial cookery in the Tate. And that's when he also learned how to cook, basically.
So what made you decide to go into the food business?
Yes. Because back home we ran random businesses, like we do sales, we have shops in the malls. So prior to us moving actually to Australia, nagplano na kami na okay, when we actually settle, we don't really see ourselves part of the corporate wheel, but we want to open up our own cafe. So when we had when Anthony finished his school and he worked as a chef in some pubs and cafes, we decided that maybe it's time for us to open our own. So, yeah, we just took the risk.
Before we talk about yung birthing pains ng creating this business, why the name? Bakit General Charlie Cafe?
Charlie's actually your cat. So, hence the logo. If you've seen the logo of the cafe, it's actually a cat's head with the 3 stars underneath, which represents the Philippines.
So what are the birthing pains na pinagdaanan nyo putting up your own cafe?
Well, first one I think is looking for a space that's, because we're both a startup and we're basically using our own savings to put up this cafe. So budget-wise, we're looking for a place that we can afford. Obviously, there's so many nice places to open here in Sydney, but then the struggle is the rent. We have to also consider the location in a sense that when we're going to open a cafe, I'm not a morning person per se, so it's a struggle for me to actually wake up in the wee hours of the morning just to open a shop. So I have to find a location that's not too far away from our home. So I don't have to travel that far. We were lucky enough to find this place in Crow's Nest. It's already fitted out, and then it worked well with our budget. And the landlord is pretty nice to us, so very accommodating, helping us along the way as well, because he's also a cafe owner. Ganon. And funny thing about General Charlie is we didn't really plan to be a Filipino-themed cafe. We just planned to open up a cafe, like a traditional Australian cafe. But we wanted to give ourselves like a little point of differentiation. So we added just two menu items that's Filipino, which is the Tapsi and the Chori Burger. And then the first week that we opened, the first weekend rather, hordes of Filipinos came. So that's when we started to, okay, there's, actually, Filipinos are very underrepresented in Sydney, so we figured we might as well just add more items. So every week we'd add one item in the menu that's Filipino until suddenly we're this.
When it comes to yung mga tapsi, yung mga sinangag fried rice, ganyan, how has the reception been for non-Filipinos?
Surprisingly very good. For non-Filipinos, they like tapsilog for some reason. I think I've always thought that adobo would be, because we also serve adobo in our cafe. I would always thought that adobo would be the most popular dish. Non-Filipinos who actually go to the cafe are very open-minded. So they're very interested as well as to trying Filipino dishes. And they'd always say na here in Australia, they haven't, there's a lot actually that would come that be that they'd be surprised to if they think back or look back, there's not much Filipino offerings in Sydney. So they're very open to trying out our dishes. And I was very surprised by the way they've accepted our dishes. And there's one particular client that would actually go there that's non-Filipino, born in Australia, Caucasian, and would just always, every day for the past few weeks, would just order long silog and top silog for breakfast. He thinks it's a power breakfast because there's the protein, there's the carbs there, and then we have a side of pickled papaya and the greens for him and tomatoes. So he thinks it's a great balance to start the day.
Yung nade-develop nyong relationships with your customers, what value does it add na hands-on kayo?
Yeah, one thing about opening a cafe, I didn't realize is that iba yung social interaction mo with the with your regulars. Unlike as I think you know, mentioned sa akin, I forgot who, I think that was just last week, yung difference daw sa pag-open ng cafe versus opening a restaurant. Yung restaurants usually just come and go yung customers. Unlike opening a cafe, iba siya parang part of your daily life na talaga yung clients mo because you see them every day going for their coffee run and at the same time they go back again for lunch for the second time for lunch and then you chat and then you build this relationship with them which I didn't really realize as a major factor in opening a cafe. The Crow's Nest community, it's very intimate yung relationship ng cafe owners. It's not just us. If you would see yung mga ibang small business owners there na nag-o-own na rin, nag-run ng cafe or nag-run ng little sandwich shop or brunch bars, they're very close to their customers in a way that they know each other. You're more of like family rather than just clients. Every customer that would actually come, I tried to relate to them in a way kung ano man yung daily struggle nila. So something memorable that springs to mind at the moment off the top of my head would be yung na-comment lang ng isang customer that really I was touched by it was that he was looking for a cafe for the past few months that he would actually sit down and hang out with and actually chat with the owners. And he was lucky enough to find us because in our area, specifically in our shop, a bunch of businesses have closed down because of the construction of the metro station, which is literally across our shop. So nawalan ng mga hangout places, yung local community or local residents in the area. And then yung sinabi nga niya that he was very happy to find us knowing that we serve great coffee and our service is good and our food is surprisingly great. So, I think yun yung mga little stories that makes every little struggle in opening a cafe worthwhile.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.